The Spirit of God in you is constantly speaking, and He speaks through you. And so what He is saying is that the old man that is now dead, the old man is never going to step into this. He is never going to step into the supernatural, because the old man looks through his old eyes, and the old man continues to see himself through those eyes, and the old man continues to see his insecurities and his failures and who he never could be. And we don't walk under that bondage anymore. We are now new creations, and so we think different. We look through different eyes. We look through the eyes of the Spirit. We are not looking through the eyes of the flesh and the old man and who he used to be and what he used to be and how he, you know, he's never going to step out. That man will not step out in faith, because that man does not know to step out of his comfort zone, because that is his security, is in his comfort zone. But I'm telling you, when you get out of the old man and you get in Christ, your comfort zone is unlimited. Your power and your authority and your voice, it reaches the nations, and there is no comfort zone in Christ, and Christ has no comfort zone, and He goes wherever He is sent, and He goes by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit enables, empowers, equips, leads you and guides you into this supernatural realm that you cannot do in your old self, in your old man. And so you have to die to what you want. You have to die to the things of the flesh. You have to die to the things of the world. And I just got through reading behind this truck. It said, make the right move. And so it said to make the right move. Wow, how powerful is that? Make the right move. Get out of the way. You are in God's way. Do you know you are trying to control this? You are trying to do things that you think you can do. You can't do this on your own. You need Jesus. You need to die to what you want. You need to die to what you think you should do. You need to die to who you think you are. You need to die to your self-righteousness. And you need to get in Christ. And you need to live for Him. And you need to walk for Him. And you need to begin to do the Word. And you need to begin to do the will of God. And everything else just kind of falls to the side. And so it says make the right move. And we're not talking about yes, you know, you can move and be around and be where God is moving in a group of people, but let me tell you, until you move out, until you move out of yourself and move in Christ and die, you're not going to be able to move into those uncomfortable regions where God is going to send you, and you're not going to be able to go. But since you are in Christ and you are hid in Christ, you can go into those regions, and it is not uncomfortable for you anymore, because you are not your own, and you are not the old man that used to be afraid and used to live in fear and in bondage to what he's seen around him. But now you are moved, and you are led by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is what moves you, is what drives you, is what enables you to do what He has called you to do. And so And so you move, you make the right move, and you move out of you, and you get in Him. And He has so many things that He wants to pour out of you. He wants to pour it out of you. He wants to pour it out of you. He wants to pour His words out of you. He wants to pour His truth out of you. He wants to pour the Holy Spirit out of you, and begin to there's a dry, there's a thirsty, there's a dry land, and you've been wondering, okay, when is this supposed to happen? You know, when are we supposed to release this thing that is inside of us? And you've been held captive by your thoughts. You've been held captive by what you see. But God is saying right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are not held captive to those things anymore. You are not in bondage anymore. He has moved you out of that place of bondage into a place of complete and total victory. And everywhere that you go, your footsteps, you are given that territory. That territory belongs to you. You are in Christ, and Christ, that territory belongs to Christ, and you are His messenger, and you work for Him. He has full benefits. He has full favor. He has everything that you need on the road station that He has prepared for you to walk on. And so there's a release that is happening right now as you begin to put your foot forward, as you begin to move, as you begin to prophesy, as you begin to speak over regions and churches and nations and countries and places where God is going to send you. I said God is going to send you where God is going to send you. Do you hear me? God is going to send you to these places. You need to stop looking to a man to send you to the nations, because God said, I have sent you to the nations. You speak to every high thing. You speak to every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you begin to tell it what you want it to do, and you begin to release out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And so you begin to tell that situation, you begin to tell that adversity that is standing in the way, you begin to say, no, you will move so I can move, because God is going to move when I move. And so He's already moved, period. It's already done. And so all He's waiting for is vessels to be used by His glory. He's saying, who can I use? Come on. He just wants someone to say yes. He wants someone to say, I will go. He wants someone to say, use me, God. And I told the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, I want to be absolutely, completely possessed by you, so that when people look at me, they are not seeing me anymore, and they are seeing the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is moving. He is living. He is speaking. He is moving. He is moving in me and through me, and it is no longer I that live, but the Holy Spirit who lives in me. And so I told the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, do what only you can do through me. Speak through me. Heal through me. Prophesy through me. Do what it is that you do best through me. And you're just a vessel. See, you thought you had it in you. You thought you had what you needed. You thought you needed the theology degree. You thought you needed to go to the Bible school. You thought you needed man's thing to get you through. And thank God for godly men that have led you and guided you into the truth. And because they have been guided by the Holy Spirit, and because they have used the Word of God to guide them and not man's foolish opinions or traditions. And thank God for mentors, and thank God for disciples, and thank God for equippers, and thank God for trainers. But let me tell you something. You are, when you go, you're not going to look to the man and say, he gave this to me, he did this for me. You're going to look to Jesus, and you're going to say, Jesus is the one who died for me. Jesus is the one who gave me this power. The Holy Spirit is the one who equips me. And you're not going to give glory to a man, because man, well, God will not take credit. Let me tell you something. God is not going to share his glory with anybody else, and he's not going to share the credit with anybody else, and he's looking for you to make him Lord over your life, and he's looking for you to make him Lord and make him Lord over your heart. And the throne room of your heart has to be open for Jesus, and Jesus has to be at the throne of your heart. And that is the foundation of our message. The foundation, if the foundation is built on Christ, the foundation will not fall. And yes, the winds will come. Yes, the waves will come, but we will not fall. We will be firm and steady in Christ, because he is the rock on which we stand. And we've received that revelation, the same revelation that Peter received when he said, and Jesus said, Peter, you are the rock, and upon this rock, upon this Petra, upon this revelation that you have had, Christ is the rock of our salvation, and this rock, this revelation, Christ, my Father has revealed it to you, and no man has revealed this to you. But my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. And he said, who do you say that I am? And he said, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the rock. You are God. And he said, Simon, Peter, he said, blessed are you, because you have received this revelation, not by man's wisdom, but by God. And you have this revelation in you, and it is Christ in you, and you are founded and built upon a rock. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is Christ in you that is revealed to the world. It is Christ in you that gives everything that you have to meet the needs of others. And Christ has enabled you, and Christ has equipped you, and Holy Spirit is in you, and you're led by the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God, and he lives in you, and he's greater in you than anything else, and he moves and he lives and he has his being, and he has his being in you. And he sets you free from yourself. There is no greater deliverance than getting free from yourself. When you're stuck in yourself, you're constantly the light is on you, and you're constantly focusing on you, and you're constantly focusing on what you don't have, and you're constantly focusing on, you know, what's going on in your life, and people don't understand what's going on with me, and if they only knew, if they only knew, no, if they only died. Okay, you have to die. And so this is, you know, in all my years as a Christian, I've not heard the gospel message preached like this. You know, I don't hear very many preachers preaching about death to self. Most of what's being preached today is, you can do it. You have this in you. You can go far in life. And it's no different than the New Age gospel that relies on self and is self-focused and gives self glory and gives man glory and elevates man and Jesus is just another man, and he was a wise man, and yeah, he said a lot of good things, and yeah, and they pervert the gospel, and this has leaked into the church, and we've got this New Age gospel that's being preached, and it's not in purity and in holiness, people leaders are now saying that you're holy even in your sin, you're righteous even in your sin, and Jesus paid for your sins, your future sins, your past sins, your present sins, and so you're righteous even while you're still sinning, and you're living that lifestyle of sin, and Christ paid for your righteousness, and there's nothing that you can do to gain righteousness in Him. But let me tell you something, when you get in Christ and get out of you, He not only empowers you to do His will, He enables you, and you realize, wow, okay, we're not doing enough here. When you truly get born again and you truly get the Spirit of God in you and you get Christ in you and you begin to see the needs of people and you begin to lose the self-focus and you begin to reach out to others that are in need and you begin to see the demands, the demands of humanity, and you begin to see, wow, the laborers surely are few and the harvest is plentiful, and you begin to see the truth, and you begin to stop living that lie and listening to that lie every Sunday at church where they say, come to church, you're growing, you're learning, we're going to help you to be a better you, and we're going to help you to do these things, and you know, we may go on a few mission trips and we may do, you know, some nice cute little things for God, but we're never going to really truly make a dent in the kingdom and in the enemy's camp until we die to ourselves, because we can't do this anyway. And once we start living for Christ and start moving for Christ and start being the body of Christ, then He enables us, He equips us, and we are more than conquerors. We go forth, and there's no stopping this thing that is coming out of us. And so we lose the self-focus, we lose the self-pity, we lose, oh, look what, you know, happened to me, and look what happened to me, and look what happened to me. No. you lose self-focus when you get in Christ and He begins to give you, He gives you His focus, and He gives you a Christ-centered focus, and He sends you out in His name. So that's just what you do. You go out in His name and you move mountains by speaking to the mountains, because you are in Christ and He spoke to the mountains and the mountains were removed, and He told His disciples, if you had faith, you would say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it would be removed, if you had faith. Okay, you know, He was walking with His disciples, and they tried to cast out a devil, and they couldn't cast out this devil, and they said, what did we do? And He said, if you had faith, okay, you would say, faith speaks, faith does, faith moves. Faith is not inactive. Faith is not fear. Fear and faith are opposites, okay? Faith is operating in the kingdom of God. Fear is operating in the kingdom of the enemy. And so the enemy wants to keep you in bondage to fear. And that way, if he keeps you in bondage to fear, then he keeps you in bondage to what other people think. And then he keeps you in bondage to yourself and being self-focused and worrying about whether or not you can do this or not. And in the natural, he keeps you focused on the natural so that you look upon the arm of the flesh to try to accomplish what it is that God has called you to accomplish. And God is saying, don't look at the flesh, don't look at the arm of the flesh, but look at me. I am the author, I am the finisher of your faith, and there is nothing impossible to him who believes, to him who steps out in faith, to him who loses his life, to him who lays down his low life and takes up my high life. And there is nothing impossible for those who are moving and walking and prophesying and being led by the Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit is in them, and the Holy Spirit is working through them, and the Holy Spirit is speaking through them, and the Holy Spirit is empowering them to go forth and to release the rivers of provision that God has for His people in this end time. And we are in the end time. Right now is the end time. If you do not believe that, you can go to the Bible and you can read it, and you will see that this is the end time. It talks about the end time in Matthew 24, and it talks about earthquakes, and it talks about pestilence, and it talks about wars and rumors of wars. And it says that this would be the beginning of birth pangs. This would be the beginning of sorrows. And I'm telling you that we are now in the beginning of sorrows. And I can't tell you, I'm not a false prophet. I'm not going to tell you when Jesus is going to come. I don't know, but however, I'm not going to say that I'm ignorant, and I'm not going to say that I do not have knowledge in Him, and I can't say that the Spirit, which knows all things, cannot prophesy, because the Spirit knows certain things that are going on that the flesh does not have recollection of, and the Spirit knows that there is something going on, and the Spirit knows that the time is near for Christ's coming. And I'm not saying that He's going to come in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. He may come in 100 years, 200 years, but I'm saying that prophecy is being fulfilled, and we have that knowledge, and we see what's going on in the Bible, and we see the prophecies that are being fulfilled daily in the Word of God, and we see them coming to pass, and we see all these things coming to pass, and so we know in the Spirit where we are because we are in tune with the same Spirit that Jesus has. And so we know those things. We are not ignorant and of the wiles of the enemy. And you know, people say, well, nobody knows the day or the hour. Yes. You know, the Bible even says, and Jesus even said, no man knows the hour. Not even the Son of God. And so, he doesn't even know when he's going to come. What makes you think you're going to know when he's going to come? He's closer to the Father than, you know, we were. Now we sit with him in heavenly places. But, you know, if God hasn't told Jesus when he's coming back, what makes you think? That's a sure sign right there of a false prophet. You know, if someone says, okay, God told me he's going to send Jesus. He's coming back tomorrow. He's coming back in 10 years. Who told you that? The Holy Spirit? No, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's a demon spirit that's talking to you. Right now, I cast that demon spirit out of you in Jesus' name. And I command your eyes to be opened. And I command your lips to be opened to the truth of the glorious gospel and the truth of the Holy Spirit, who only brings truth and not confusion. And so, so many people are being raised up by the enemy to discredit the Word of God, to discredit God's true prophets. And I'm telling you that that until you begin to move and until you begin to step out of your comfort zone and your environment and begin to rely on the Spirit of God in you instead of the arm of the flesh, until you do that, people are not going to know the hope that you have within you. And because it's the Spirit of God that moves people out of a place of complacency, out of a place of indecisiveness, out of a place of indecision, and it's the Spirit of God that moves them into a place of absolute provision and guidance by the Holy Spirit, and moves them into a place of activity and productivity in the Spirit, where we are not moved by what we see, but we move things that we see around us that are contrary to the Word of God. We move those things out of the way, and we begin to reproduce the kingdom of God in others, and we begin to give them what they need to move forward. And we are carriers of this kingdom, and we are not selfish, greedy people that are keeping this all to themselves, that have this big secret that nobody you know, can hear but a select few group of people that are in your circle. Let me tell you something. Everybody is in your circle. You need to have a greater influence with humanity than you do with those little people that are in your circle, because the people that are in your circle now are trying to keep you bound to things that they see, and you don't even know if they're hearing from God. You don't even know what they're hearing. And I mean, it could just not be God at all, and it could just be their flesh, and they're leading you and they're guiding you, and you're being led by them and what they think, and they haven't died. They haven't died to their foolishness. If they have, we would see the world changed immediately, transformed by the power of God, and we have not seen that yet. So we know that they are not dead. They are not hitting Christ. They're still trying to live this out for themselves, by themselves, through themselves, in themselves, and they can't do it. And so you just got to reckon yourselves as dead. Realize you're dead. Realize that your life is hitting Christ. Realize that you are a new creation. Realize that old things have passed away. Realize that you are new in Christ. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength.